Welcome to the Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So Sequoia Capital just dropped a pretty bold prediction. They think the next trillion-dollar company will actually sell work, not software. Think AI accounting firms instead of AI for accountants. The idea is you capture the much larger services market, but with software-like margins. It also means smaller teams and less churn from bad user experience because there's often no UX at all. What's really interesting is how this plays out with agent-native startups. They're already starting to treat traditional SaaS providers like Salesforce as just dumb backends. These new companies become the agent themselves, driving outcome-based pricing and potentially redefining entire industries. And here's where it gets interesting. Salesforce actually agrees with this shift. Mark Benioff just launched Headless 360, essentially making their entire platform's API the UI. This means AI agents can now directly access data, workflows, and tasks across Salesforce, Agentforce, and Slack without needing a browser. This signals a huge shift where almost every enterprise SaaS company is expected to go headless within the next year and a half, enabling a new wave of agent-native startups to treat them as programmable backends. Notion is making a similar bet, building for agents as first-class users, expecting most of their traffic to eventually come from agents. But here's the thing. This ambition to build AI-powered services that capture the work market is running headfirst into a massive bottleneck, compute scarcity. We're in the middle of what people are calling the data center wars. Frontier AI labs like OpenAI and Anthropic are hitting critical limits with hyperscalers and are now being forced to build their own data centers. Think about Anthropic's growth from $1 billion to $30 billion in annual recurring revenue in just a year, with projections even higher. That kind of exponential growth puts unbelievable strain on compute. This data center war isn't just about silicon. It's about electricity and land. There's even talk of some states potentially banning new data center construction altogether due to public opposition and infrastructure limits. It's a real crunch. Which actually connects to something else I saw this week in the builder community. There's a deep dive into harnessed LLM agents that reveals an inverted architecture. Basically, the model itself is kept pretty thin, and the real intelligence is pushed outward to a harness that composes memory, skills, and protocols at runtime. An OpenAI staff engineer echoed this, saying that code is free, but context, guardrails, and feedback loops are the true moat for AI coding agents. So your competitive advantage shifts from just writing code to designing the surrounding system, things like sandboxing, observability, evaluation, and approval loops. It's about engineering the environment around the code-generating AI. This idea of LLMs as almost an operating system keeps resurfacing. Andre Karpathy's Software 3.0 framing from last summer is more relevant than ever. He basically says the LLM is the CPU, the context window is RAM, and it orchestrates memory, compute, and tools through natural language prompts. We're still in the 1960s of computing for AI, with LLMs centralized in the cloud. But with inference costs dropping 3 times per year, that personal computing revolution for AI is coming fast. So if founders were debating this framing last summer, they're living it now. The question has shifted from, is this real, to how do I scale it affordably? And speaking of agents doing real work, here's a wild example. Stripe CEO Patrick Collison revealed that unleashing coding agents on his own genome provided the most useful preventative medical advice he'd ever received. For less than $100 in analysis, he discovered a 30 times higher melanoma predisposition and identified specific supplements. This really points to a future of personalized medicine driven by AI, far exceeding current human capabilities. Another founder sequenced their genome at home, tracing multi-generational autoimmune conditions with open-source DNA models, emphasizing privacy-first approaches. It's a powerful demonstration of how AI can unlock personalized insights from highly complex datasets, even if those datasets are human. Now, shifting gears to something you might want to try this week. Andre Karpathy and Boris Cherney, who created Claude Code, both advocate for very minimalist, goal-driven prompting. This week, try creating a Claude.md backquote or backquote Gemini.md backquote file for your next coding task with just 4 principles. Think before coding, simplicity first, surgical changes, and goal-driven execution. See if less scaffolding leads to better, more focused AI outputs. circling back to those data center wars and the compute crunch, it's making reliable, scalable infrastructure absolutely critical for AI innovation. Google Cloud is relentlessly focused on inference efficiency, making things twice as fast in 3 months, compounding to over 10 times in a year. This rapidly dropping cost of intelligence, about 3 times per year, means founders are increasingly limited by imagination, not compute. For companies needing scalable inference without building their own data centers, our continuous efficiency gains across TPUs and Gemini models on Pertex AI provide the backbone to scale without hitting those capacity walls. And as the need for custom, verifiable AI grows, and this idea that code is free, context is moat takes hold, we're seeing a move beyond generic LLMs for critical tasks. The Logical Intelligence team notes a market gap for deterministic, verifiable AI that general LLMs can't always fill. Meanwhile, companies like Neo4j, which fine-tunes models for graph queries, actually defaults to Gemini for its text-to-cipher translations, highlighting the practical application of our models in specialized domains. Google Cloud's Vertex AI provides the flexibility to build and deploy custom models, including specialized architectures or fine-tuned Gemini models. This empowers founders to develop private, custom AI solutions with the verifiability and data governance they need, moving beyond just generic LLMs. It really feels like the entire economics of AI are flipping, with work not software leading the charge, but it's all hinged on how we manage this compute bottleneck. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.